Demetrius Means on the sidelines. Your view from there before kickoff.
Oh, everything's looking great, Ted, but a quick injury update report. A.T. Alua will not play today because of a left sprained ankle. And a weather report here at Foreman Field. Today is mostly cloudy. It is right now 76 degrees, 50% chance of rain, and temperatures are expected to drop to the mid-60s. Ted, back upstairs to you.
Thank you, Demetrius. Once again, looking smashing in the brown suit. Let's go down to Demetrius Means. Your thoughts on the first drive?
Well, it was a great drive, but other than that, Ted, you know, Nick Mayers and also Reed Evans were suspended in the first half of last week's game. They came back this week ready to go. Why? Because of DeMarco. Had a little chat with them, and guess what? He led the charge on that touchdown. That's his 25th of the season.
Demetrius, you haven't seen this team in a couple of weeks. Your thoughts as we head toward the end of the first quarter?
Right now, Ted, they're clicking on all cylinders, and of course, DeMarco is leading the charge with his 26th touchdown of the year. And just a quick injury update for the Hoyas. Number 77, Rob Bates, has a stinger in his left shoulder. It's affected his left hand. It's very numb. And also number 23, Charlie Holton, came out of the ballgame with a bloody nose. Keep an eye on him because they were really working on him. We don't know if he's going to come back.
Demetrius, down to you.
You know, Ted, just to tell you how bad things are going for this Georgetown club, when I went over there to check on the injuries updates, the one thing to keep in mind is this club has played 7 games. They've only put 51 points on the board. But as I was walking away, one of the players looked at the other player and he said, "Man, we only score 51 points for the whole season."
Let's go down to Demetrius Means.
Thank you very much. Along with Coach Bob Wilder, Coach, team started off a little bit slow, but you stuck with the game plan. Already 31 points on the board as opposed to 17 at the half last week.
Very pleased right now with how fast we're playing on both sides of the ball. We came out and set the tempo, early offense, you know, right down the field scoring again. The defense has been very effective. I'm pleased with how we're playing. The kids are sticking to the plan. They understand the game plan. We're trying to take away what Georgetown does well, and we're playing well right now. I'm very happy overall with the effort on special teams, defense, and offense.
Coach, I'm seeing Georgetown looks very frustrated right now. A lot of extracurricular activities towards the end of that half. What do you tell your club?
I tell our guys to just play hard, to and through the whistle. You know, there were a couple situations there where I thought our kids were playing right up to the whistle. The officials didn't see it that way, so we talked to our kids. We had to tell them, just play smart. But the biggest thing, Demetrius, I want them to do, I've said it all year, is play fast. Play to the whistle, play fast. That's what we need to develop to become a good program. And there's some things right now that are happening right late as the whistle is blowing. So I talked to it, addressed it with the kids on the sideline. You know, we'll clean it up as we did. You saw the last 10 minutes. We were fine, but I really like how fast our team is playing right now.
Well, great first half.
Thank you, Demetrius. I appreciate it.
Gearing up for half number two, Old Dominion leading Georgetown 31-3. Demetrius Means had a front row seat not only to all the action, but that halftime show. D, what'd you think of Thriller?
Well, I thought it was great. Anytime you can do something on Michael Jackson, hey, that's the way to go.
Let's go down to Demetrius Means.
Okay, Ted, they had to remove the left knee pad from underneath the pants. It is obviously a knee injury. He is in a lot of pain. His mother is now over there. His family is over there. They're calling for the cut. We'll find out more as much as we can once they get him into the locker room. Ted, back upstairs to you.
All right, thank you. Demetrius Means on the sidelines. Demetrius Means, let's hear from you.
Hey, Ted, a little bit more on Edmund McClain. As they were removing him off the table and trying to put him on the cart, they had to hold his left leg. At this point in time, it does not look too good. They're trying to keep that left leg stabilized. They're going to roll him into the locker room, and I will follow them and see as much as I can find out.
Demetrius Means to you.
Yeah, just a more update on Ricky Nichols. Ted, he was hit just above the stomach, like right in between the chest breastbone. His mother has come over being very concerned. He's in a lot of pain right now, and he's taking very short breaths at a time.
Demetrius, what do you have?
Ricky Nichols is on his way to the locker room being escorted by a trainer. He is walking slightly bent over. He's in a lot of pain, Ted, so they're just going to get him in there, get him undressed, get him examined as quick as possible. He's done for the day.
Thomas DeMarco is down there with Demetrius Means.
Thank you very much, Ted, along with Thomas DeMarco. And Thomas, great ball game. The team started off slow in the first half. Let me get your thoughts in the beginning of what happened in the first half.
I think we came out and did, you know, what we wanted to do. We wanted to make sure we came out there, played as efficient as we could, put up 31 points in the first half. You know, we ran it, we threw it, we did it exactly what our game plan was.
3 touchdowns on the night, your 27th of the season. How much does that mean to you?
You know, I got to do whatever it takes to get in the zone. If that's my number, my other teammates' number, doesn't matter. Whatever gets us the ball.
that the coach told you guys to get ready for the second half?
Second half just said, hey, you know, we're going to stay with what we're doing. It's working. You just got to make sure we go out there and execute.
All right, I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Thomas DeMarco, 3 touchdowns. And now I'm along with Jake Swedak, who filled in for A.T. Allure. First of all, let me get your thoughts on filling in for A.T.
Well, I was just doing my part. You know, we all got a certain role that we got on the team, and just stepped it up tonight.
You know, you talked about doing your part. You had 9 tackles. That's a big deal. It had to really feel good.
Oh, yeah, it felt real good. I was excited to get in there. And like you said, make 9 tackles. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, obviously this team went on to win big, 31-10, and you saw a little bit of the frustration from the side of Georgetown. What did the coach tell you, if he told you anything?
Well, just keep putting it on him. You know, put it away. You know, take it away from him. We saw him getting frustrated, and that was our opportunity to capitalize on that.
And how's the team feeling with the injuries going to McLean and also Nichols?
Well, we don't really know any information about that right yet. I'm sure it'll be fine.
All right, I appreciate you stopping by. Great game.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
This has been the ODU Football Postgame Show, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, the official beer of the Bobby Wilder Coaches Show. Remember to tune in Thursday nights at 7 for the Bobby Wilder Show. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.